Mr. Graham, the top of the table in the championship has completely shuffled again.
Yep. It's going to multiple times, I think, over the next 2 weeks.
There's still games in hand to be played as well. Yeah. But one thing we know, for League One and League Two, we come down to the playoffs. It's the final week of the season leagues. So. It's
funny you make this gesture. We'll come on to that shortly.
Somebody's fucking again. Let's start the show.
Born in the land of Bowie, Maryland. Bred to be a fan of fucking Everton. Punch you in the eye and drink your rye. Sam Houston.
Sam Houston.
Arsenal fans have another Sam. Right, AA, the fucking Gooner Graham. Stump of a lord. Look straight in shorts. Sam Grammy.
Sam Graham.
Fucking United! Fucking United!
Hello and welcome to DU Does EFL, a completely biased brief recap of the English Football League as told by two common American schmucks. I am your host, Sam Houston, and across the way from me with the big ass bottle.
Come on.
Mr. Samuel Graham, how we doing, buddy?
Little 750. Doing well, man. Thank you. How are you?
Well, doing great. Doing great. Good. Of course, on the ones and twos, Producer Mel. How are we doing, Producer Mel?
I'm fantastic.
You got a big-ass lamp.
I got a big-ass lamp.
It's a big-ass lamp.
For a DU After Dark, we'll turn off the overhead and just put on the big-ass lamp, and you guys can get the mood lighting.
I like that. I like that. It almost looks like the Bat Lamp.
It's outstanding.
The bat signal, as it's more commonly referred to, actually.
No, picked it up at the Crumpton Vintage Auction for $12.
Excuse me, the where?
Crumpton Vintage Auction.
All right.
We're recording at the DU Public House just outside the nation's capital. You can check us out wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, streaming live every single Monday night. Should you want to chat with us, there are as many ways that you can. Mr. Graham, tell the good people how they can get in touch.
In a second.
It's at DU Football Show and all the social media is at DUFootballShow@gmail.com to get in touch via email.
You know the script. You know what I'm about to do.
I can't help myself yawning. It's a natural thing. Okay? Just like you farting all the time.
No, that'd be Trump in court. We are drinking the exact same shit we have been drinking the last show.
Careful, I might light myself on fire. Fucking weirdos.
Let's go ahead and get into the championship.
Where is that?
Crumpton, Maryland.
Championship corner!
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Do some gum. No. Put some gumption in it.
Oh, no.
There she is.
Go ahead and apologize.
Or end up like the TV.
You need to focus.
He's going
to
take you to Crumpton.
On what gets done for sound cues. Not waving your phone in people's faces. Do I need to bring back? Hit the fucking mute button.
I don't think I have any sound cues on this. I hate that you have the board now and I can't sass back at you with zesty.
Somebody sassed at me with zesty.
Y'all should listen to Producer Mal.
Do better. You know you're capable of doing better.
Okay, you're right. I would.
I insist you do better.
I owe Bruce Day a very honest apology.
Oh. Crusty ears and dried up in the championship. Ipswich had the weekend off as Coventry had their FA Cup semi-final. The Foxes took big advantage of that, beating West Brom 2-1 on a Jamie fucking Vardy game winner. Mr. Graham, tell us all about what happened.
So we've referenced this now a few times between both shows. And after he scored, upon the final whistle, Jamie Vardy pointed at the pitch and was seen mouthing to the West Brom fans, "You're staying down. You're staying down. You're going to be a championship club this next season. You're staying down."
I love that. And it is, I love that. I missed him.
Absolute unnecessary shithousery. It's fucking fantastic.
He barely plays anymore. I mean, barely fucking plays anymore. He's third option.
Mm-hmm.
scores the game winner, still talking shit.
Yeah. And I said, obviously, on the last show that Crystal Palace's social media department chose violence, right? I'd like to just reiterate, for those that don't know, might be new to the show or to football in general, and not necessarily fans of the championship just yet. Leicester, obviously, were in the Premier League for the last few seasons. Won the Premier League not, you know, too terribly long ago, since we've been doing this show, actually.
Yep.
Won the FA Cup as well.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally, a bit of a yo-yo club back and forth in our time watching football over the last 20-odd years. But Jamie Vardy is violent.
I was going to say.
It's newsworthy when Jamie Vardy chooses peace.
I was going to say, there is no choosing of violence for Jamie Vardy. Yeah. Jamie Vardy simply is violence.
Is violence. He exemplifies
just
violence.
Just what he is.
If Buck Bass played football.
Yeah, that's a perfect description. Because he's on the vodka, Red Bull, and Skittles all the time.
Hell yeah.
Mel, that is great. You've actually, for the first time in 6 years, you've properly contributed to this show.
So Leeds won a crazy one, 4-3 over Burrow today, and they moved themselves back into second place.
I mean, Leeds being crazy, is that a surprise?
Well,
either?
It was like, it was 1-0, 1-1, 2-0, 2-1, 3-1, 4-3, 4-2, then 4. I mean, it was fucking crazy. Absolute pandemonium. But Leeds get the win, find themselves now in second place, a point ahead of Ipswich. Now, here's the thing.
Ipswich have that game in hand now.
Ipswich and also Leicester do both have a game in hand. So that is big. Now, over the midweek, the Foxes host the Saints.
And the Saints have, over the last couple of months, have been in pretty good form again.
Probably not going to get to second, but they could, and they have something to play for against Leicester, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Also, if anything, to ruin their day.
If they do come up, I also think a potential landing spot for Barrington Diaz.
Don't disagree.
Mm-hmm.
It would be actually a very good spot for him.
Well, because the strikers they do have already proven they can't do it in the Premier League necessarily. Right. So they're going to try to find somebody to either complement or to replace those players, in my opinion.
Yeah, I very much agree.
Should they get promoted?
There's still a bunch of games in hand, but the season will be over on the first weekend of May. At the bottom end, Huddersfield were dealt a big blow, losing to Swans 4-0 and falling to 23rd place. Birmingham could only manage a draw with already relegated Rotherham and fall into the final drop as Wednesday won 3-1 over Blackburn. Blackburn, who is also now in trouble.
And famously went down to League One after they crashed out of the Premier League years ago and fought their way back into the Championship and has been in the Championship for the last, three, 4 years or whatever
for
it was.
For a while now,
it's been a bit of time.
And the Rovers are 1 point ahead of Plymouth. As we come to the end of the season, there are 5 clubs in fear of being one of the 3 drop spots.
Yeah, absolutely. The bottom two are pretty much decided.
Huddersfield could still get out, but they need help.
Yeah. And there's no Warlock to get it done. So yeah.
Pompey and Derby County have finished 1-2 in League One. So we turn our attention to who's going to be in the playoffs. We play the final games in hand and the final fixture of the season this weekend. As of now, Bolton and the Posh are in. Although the Posh could jump into third place, and they do have a game in hand. That's where they could get over them. The final two spots are between 4 separate clubs separated by 1 to 2 points. So we have Barnsley, 75 points, plus 18 goal differential, are home to Northampton Town.
Shaquille O'Neal's Northampton Town.
Completely safe. Lincoln City is in the final spot, 74 points, plus 27 goal differential. They're home to champions Pompey. Pompey don't care. Pompey already had their celebration. Pompey could give a shit about this game.
I also, sadly, don't have an update on the grandpa's frozen milk and how the thawed milk went.
Because he drank it this weekend.
He would have drank it midweek last week, but it was 16-year-old milk, whatever it was, 18-year-old milk, that had been thawed 4 days prior.
Yep.
Because they fucked it up over that particular weekend, remember?
Yep.
So no update. Hopefully he's alive. Wish you good fortune, sir.
Oxford also on 74 points, but a plus 22 goal differential are away to Exeter City. Finally, Blackpool, not out of it, but not in a good place either, are on 73 points with a plus 18 goal differential, and they are away to Reading.
Yeah, but they, I mean, Reading haven't for years been a particularly difficult out.
Yeah.
So they could find themselves in a pretty good spot there, Blackpool.
Yeah, for me, honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing Oxford in it because they're pretty much always in the playoff picture.
Yeah, and they're not ones that we're super familiar with because they haven't really been up.
Yeah, up to the championship.
In any sort of recent memory.
But also Bolton is going to be the third or fourth place team, and Bolton's and
they're
the team
very
that's
good
who
form.
I want to see.
Yeah.
That's who I want to see go up.
So apparently their coach very readily came out and said that Pep Guardiola was the inspiration for how he coaches, period.
Oh, like, really?
That's why Bolton have been playing such good shit in their promotion from League 2 to League 1, and then now trying to get into the championship and doing so well in League 1. It's the same fucking thing.
Got it. The relegation sides have been determined as Chetlam, Fleetwood, Port Vale, and Carlisle will all be in League 2 next season.
Fleetwood, formerly Joey Barton.
Also a team that was in and around the playoffs a lot for the last couple of years in League One.
Yeah, and Joey Barton seemingly was a decent enough manager. I mean, did pretty well for Bristol and for Fleetwood while he had that managerial career and then went all Tory, went all right wing.
Problem is that he opens his mouth.
He went all hate for pay, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, and then didn't actually get paid for it, which is quite funny. Said some excruciatingly controversial things about women in the game, and I think was trying to garner support and downloads for a podcast that he released. A podcast that also had a YouTube channel. And I think of the expected thousands upon thousands upon thousands of downloads and subscriptions to said podcast, believe only got about 900 downloads.
Wow.
So everybody just now, like, you're a prat.
Yep.
Fuck you.
Finally.
Which is quite funny.
Finally, in League 2, Stockport have won the title. Mansfield and Wrexham have both gained promotion, so that is done. So just like League 1, MK Dons and Crewe Alexandria are both in, but 6th through 9th are battling for two playoff spots, and here's what we have there. Barrow is at 68 points and a plus 7 goal differential. They're home to Mansfield. Mansfield's already safe and they don't care. Crowley at 67 points and a plus 4 goal differential are home to Grimsby. Grimsby safe and they don't care. Here's the big one. Doncaster, who are now on a 9-game winning streak to finish. Remember, this was the worst team in League 2 in October.
Yep.
Of the season. They are now in the hunt for one of the final two playoff spots, and they win their game in hand, they're in the driver's seat for that final spot.
That's right.
They are away to Colchester, but Colchester can guarantee safety with a point in that match. Mm-hmm. So you know they're going to be playing their asses off.
Yep.
And then they're away to Sam's most hated team in all of football. Who, Mr. Graham?
Gillingham. Fucking Gillingham.
No, that's Spurs shit. Gillingham.
Let's go podcaster. I mean Doncaster.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Doncaster on the podcaster. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Gillingham the Gills.
What I will say, though, about I don't know the situation with Mansfield.
Oh, and then I have one more team to mention after that.
I would be reminisce though to not, as we talk about some of these teams and whether or not they give a shit. A lot has been made actually about Portsmouth, to be honest, going back to the championship briefly. They have an opportunity, if they win out, to secure the highest point total in their history in the league.
Oh, in League One? So in
any league.
Oh, really?
That Pompey has ever been involved in.
Oh, very good.
They have finished at one stage with 96 points and at one stage with 94 points. If they win out, they can actually finish with 100, which will be the highest point total in their history. So I think you may get them trying a bit more than you would think necessarily
against Lincoln in League One.
I don't know about Mansfield and some of those statistics for League Two. I haven't heard that talked about at all.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine that 68 points, you know what I mean, is or 71 or 72 is going to be the barometer for the highest league point total you've ever received. No,
probably not.
So I just find it interesting. They're going to care a bit less, where Pompey might still have a little bit more in the tank.
Right.
Just to throw that out there.
And then the final one.
But Gillingham have nothing to play for because their cons fuck them.
Right. Wassel is the final team in the playoff hunt. They're 3 points behind Barrow for the at the top of them, but their goal differential is zero, so they're going to need a lot of help on a goal differential side to get
it. This is very funny, because now to be fair to the team I'm going to mention and throw under the bus with this, and it is a Premier League team, there's always a team, for whatever reason, that when they win, and it used to be Burnley, they win like 1-2-0 tops or 2-1 kind of thing, where they don't get a lot of goals, but they have the propensity to get absolutely fucking smashed,
right?
Which makes their goal differential sucks, even though they're a decent team, right?
Right, right.
So think of who I'm talking about in the Premier League real quick and see if you can give me an answer.
Everton.
No, West Ham.
West Ham, yeah.
They're an eighth.
Yeah, that's true.
And have the only team in the league that has conceded more goals is Luton.
Yeah.
I think. I think they're fourth, is the three teams in the relegation zone. Luton, Burnley, and Sheffield United.
No shit.
Right?
Too funny.
So to be in with a shout of the playoffs and have a completely neutral goal differential is fucking special. It's something very hard to accomplish if you're that high in the league and have a zero goal differential. Well done to Walsall.
Forest Green Rovers are officially out of professional football. And Sutton have to win and Colchester have to lose both of their matches, which I doubt they will. And there is a 7-goal differential that needs to be made up between Colchester and Sutton. So Sutton's going to have to do something like win 2-3 or win by 2 or 3 goals. And Colchester's going to have to lose 1-3 and lose 1-4. Like there's just too much.
I need a lot of help. Yeah. So
in all likelihood,
it's happened before.
Sutton is going down. Yeah. But it's worth keeping an eye out for. So, Mr. Graham, any parting words?
Yeah, so we spoke about this in the car the other day. There's apparently a very visceral section of Twitter, X.
Yeah.
That absolutely fucking hates Forest Green Rovers.
Right.
Because they are carbon neutral and vegan and a B corporation and all that shit.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. I also, as a meat eater, get very annoyed by the little things that vegans do, namely telling you about themselves all the time and how they're vegans. I get annoyed that they call fried carrots vegan bacon. It's not. Bacon is pork.
Right.
Fuck it. It's fried carrots.
It's one thing to have a piss like we do about it.
Yeah. But there's the other thing is like, I don't care enough to actually hate them. I don't tweet about it. I don't what are you talking about? And apparently you found this corner of the internet the other day absolutely despises Forest Green Rovers for trying to be good people.
Yeah, they had said we were officially relegated, their official
not necessarily good people, but to be responsible,
just trying to be responsible
club operators in terms of the environment,
trying
and other
to
things.
Leave the world a little bit better than they got it, right?
They're that's being all absolutely they're trying to fucking do. Hated for it. Yeah.
And everyone, when they had put in the we're going just hope you never come back up, I hope you fold as a club, eat a fucking roast beef sandwich, you fucking twats, like I mean just this like visceral hatred, not like you know, like, you know, you should hate Millwall because like all their supporters are a bunch of racist cunts, like no, it's just like you don't eat cheese or meat and you want to use solar power, so fuck you assholes.
You're woke. Like, go woke, go broke.
Yeah. That's, I mean,
we should also throw in the disclaimer that not all Millwall supporters are absolute racist cunts, just the misunderstood ones.
Well, you know, boys will be boys.
Whites will be whites.
It is literally listening to how the people were responding to them going down was the English version of go woke, go broke.
Like, yeah, well, it was Sam, just...
You know what? And
it's as if we're cousins.
I've kept quiet. I've kept quiet
except
long
enough. Except for we kicked their asses.
I've kept quiet once. Long enough. Because... As we all enough. As we all
in
know,
1812 they did burn the White House.
Yeah, but we still kicked them out.
Forest Green Rovers are just an extension of the woke leftist media that is poisoning all of our minds, turning the frogs gay.
Zattery.
And
oh gosh, that was a comment earlier. No, I have to find it. Something about the water turning the frogs gay somewhere.
Somebody graffitied a fence and said that, which is quite
hold on,
funny.
Hold on. Everybody, everyone keeps getting it wrong. They always say it's turning the freaking frogs gay. The freaking part is very important.
I'm looking for it. It's in the chat.
Do
There's
I need to say it slower?
Gay
frogs. And it's still the funniest remix of the whole thing. I love that. It's so funny.
I will eat your ass.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's all these, you know, woke liberal leftist, you know, fucking lizard people that are telling us what to do, and Forest Green Rovers is basically the Saudi Arabian version of sports washing.
I mean,
and that's what it is.
Hate them for putting like 3 stars, but 2 of them grayed out on the back of their shirt to signify how they're going to go up to the championship. That's a twat thing. Make fun of that. Be like, well, those things, you need to black out that other star because now you're out of the
now
fucking
you're out
league.
Of the league. Yeah.
Make fun of that, but it's just like, fuck you, hippies.
Is yeah, what it ended the up other ultimately thing, being. The England kit was released for the Euros.
Mm-hmm.
There's a stylized and kind of color version of St. George's Cross.
Yeah, Mel talked about this.
Yeah, we've been there, right? This is the same corner of the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, if
yeah.
you haven't figured it out.
Here yet. We go. Oh, shit. Fuck you, Taylor. I'm so mad I looked for this. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to read it.
I'm so mad I remembered it, and now I'm so mad I had to find it, and I
lay down.
You have to say
joke.
It now. What is it?
Everton is putting something in the water to turn the Idrissa gay.
That's what he came up with.
That was yeah.
It's probably just run off from that new stadium you can't pay
for. That's it. We're done.
Ironically, Idrissa has gotten some shit because he refused to wear the rainbow laces because he doesn't agree with it in his religion.
Yeah.
So that's very funny that's the whole lineup and message.
You know what?
Nope, we're done.
I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
It's just so cumbersome. There's somebody that plays for somebody. I can't remember who it is. It's very easily searchable. I can't be bothered to do it right now.
Hate them because
there's a bunch of shit for not wearing the poppy.
Right. Hate them because they're a twat. Hate them because they do something stupid. But because of how they live, like, just don't hate them for that.
Yeah. Well,
they're just trying to leave the earth slightly better. You don't have to agree. Trust me, I think that vegan teacher is one of the worst human beings on the planet. I hate that person with all my being. But you know what I do? I hit block. And I just don't bother engaging.
Yep.
It's not hard. It's not hard. It's their wall. You don't need to comment on it. If it's your wall, say whatever the fuck you want.
It's actually our wall, and they need to stop climbing it. That's all I'm saying.
Sattery. Shorbilly, I thought y'all blamed Newcastle for sports washing.
I mean, that's what I said. Saudi Arabia's version of sports washing is the woke leftist media of Forest Green Rovers. That's what I said.
Go ahead and start yelling Sattery right now. No, Shorebilly, we blame your guys for chopping off the fucking body parts of journalists.
That's not Sattery.
That's what we blame
That's
him
a
for.
Say his name.
That's a fact.
Khashoggi.
Yeah.
What?
Khashoggi, the journalist.
That was chopped up by the
Oh,
Saudi.
That's his name? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Well, it's because we're woke. I guess you're just broke.
Yeah. I just can't be bothered to choose a side.
That's going to wrap it up, boys and girls. Next up is injury time, where we're going to preview the weekend's action. We're not going to we'll talk maybe a little bit about fantasy, but there's still games to be played.
I'll tell you about a fantasy.
Yeah.
I'd like to buy a Live Nation concert ticket from the Saudis and then eat some gay frog legs in the parking lot during the tailgate. That's what I want to do. That's a fantasy of mine.
We review the beers we were drinking and we preview the midweek's action, which includes a Merseyside derby. Mr. Graham, should somebody want to find injury time, how they go about doing
they
it?
They want to hear about that absolute dross. It's patreon.com/DU Football Show. Just sign up to that $5 tier, and if you don't, I'm going to take Sam's little pinky off.
McLean from Wrexham.
Is he the one that doesn't wear the poppy?
Yeah, I think that's, well, I don't know. I'm assuming that's a short belly.
Has to be.
From Wrexham, and we're back forward to where we started sound check.
There's a lot of people.
Till next week, everybody.
Good night.
Born in the land of Bowie, Maryland. Bred to be a fan of fucking Everton. Punch you in the eye and drink your rye. Sam Houston.
Sam Houston.
Arsenal fans have another Sam. Great day, yay, the fucking Gooner Graham. Stump of a lord. Looks great in shorts. Sam Grammy.
Sam Graham.
Fucking United! United! Hit the fucking mute button!